Juno's Costco opens at 10 a.m. on weekdays. It's Tuesday, the day many people had been waiting for the store's shelves to be restocked. And by 10:45, hundreds of cars are packed in the parking lot. The line of people waiting to check out stretches from one end of the store to the other and curves around the aisles at the back of the store. But not everyone is here to fill their carts and homes for weeks to come.
What made you decide to come on a Tuesday at 11 a.m.?
I thought it wasn't going to be busy. We were wrong.
Yeah.
That's Chris Cole. Like most others in the store, she does have a bulk package of toilet paper in her cart, but just a few other things. The cart isn't full. She's buying a few things for needy members of her church. But the long lines, carts full of everything from canned food to generators, it's been happening for about a week in Juneau. And it's something Governor Mike Dunleavy brought up during a press conference on Monday evening. He addressed two groups of Alaskans, some who appear not to be concerned by the virus at all, who are still gathering in large groups. He said they should take it more seriously.
The other group of Alaskans I want to address are the folks that are very, very concerned about this virus.
He means the people who are buying enough to fill their homes for months at a time. Dunleavy told them that the companies that ship goods to Alaska and the supply lines are open and running strong.
So we don't have to buy a large amount of items at one time.
Alaska Marine Lines, or AML, is a transportation company that provides barge service twice a week to Southeast Alaska. No one from AML was available to talk on Tuesday afternoon, but they did weigh in last week when there was a similar rush in buying in Sitka. A company rep told Sitka's public radio station, KCAW, that things are business as usual and the company's schedules are running normally. Still, the run on supplies is putting a strain on local stores.
We do not have a food shortage. We do not have any product shortage. We just cannot get the product shipped up here fast enough.
That's Super Bear store director Tony DeMello. He says people are panic buying, and he thinks it's a cycle that will probably last for a few weeks. Because as people see fewer and fewer products on store shelves, they'll be more and more likely to want to stock up. DeMello says if he could talk to each person that walked into the store, he'd tell them it's okay to calm down.
Just go back home and relax. Your 14 packages of toilet paper, your 75 pounds of rice, your 40 pounds of orange juice, all of that will still be good a month from now.
But it's tricky to keep up with the current spike in demand. Grocery store owners in town order on a lag. For Super Bear, that means 10 to 12 days out. So when they ordered their last shipment, they didn't know there was going to be this frenzy of buying. DeMello says in response, stores try to bump up the volume of their orders, but the distributors in the lower 48 can't keep up the pace because the entire country is having this problem. And that's what's different this time, because there's usually a rush at the local grocery store when there's a local disaster, think like a snowstorm or a hurricane. But typically, it's not happening everywhere in the country at once, so distributors can rely on stockpiles from other areas to pick up the slack. Rick Wilson manages Foodland IGA.
Retailer. I mean, I've talked to other managers down in Washington, and they're just the worst shape than we are. So, you know, hopefully, if everything will settle down a little bit, everybody's got their pantries full now, and I'm sure we'll be busy, and I'm sure people, you know, will have some out of stocks, but I don't know. It's crazy.
Wilson and other store managers wanted it to be clear that they are still receiving a steady stream of goods, and it should be enough for regular shopping. But they won't be able to keep up with people panic buying all the toilet paper. Aside from slimmer shelves and per-person limits on certain items, there may be other changes on the way for Juneau stores. Like, some stores are considering senior-only shopping hours. From KTOO in Juneau, I'm Rasha McChesney.